Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini. How are you?
Good. Ready to focus.
Can I say something before we launch in?
Absolutely.
All right. I just realized that yesterday one of my intentions was to thank Chris for doing such a brilliant job on these calls while you were traveling outside the country. And I just wanted to express my deep gratitude and also to acknowledge that we're going to ask him to repeat that performance at some point, and to express how grateful I am that we do, in fact, have a number of people in practice who can play many, many different roles, and just to acknowledge for all of us how important that is for us in practice to realize that that's where practice is.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. And I think that it was always our intention to have multiple facilitators for this particular call over the course of the year.
Yes. Yes. I know some people expressed a concern that I wouldn't be doing all of the calls. And then if we think about somebody being able to do 5 calls a week for 52 weeks, I think we could all look at our own lives and say, ooh, that would be a tough thing to pull off. No matter what the intention is, just because life involves so many different activities. And, again, to realize that we have people beautifully trained to step in and take over any role that is required.
I was just looking at this in Amy Zing's article I was writing, Sherry, which is that we're all actually practicing to find the wisdom, love, and compassion that we are. And we're blessed to have so many mirrors that will assist us to see that for ourselves.
Yes.
But not to miss the fact that the mirror is not a crutch. That the process is really to recognize that intelligence animating in every node of intelligence equally and uniquely.
Oh, equally and uniquely. Yeah, that's beautiful. Which is something we're really going to have a chance to see as the year goes on. As we've seen with various people doing open air and different people facilitating retreats. So it's very much a part of our practice. But I was particularly struck by it because periodically people will say to me, your practice. You know, I've been participating in your practice. And, of course, what I want to make clear is it's not my practice. I'm blessed to be one of the primary facilitators of an awareness practice that I inherited and that we're all doing our best to maintain the integrity of practice so that it goes forward for the next generation and the next generation and the next generation.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that to kind of derail us there, but I just particularly wanted to thank Chris and then to acknowledge the level of facilitation that is available to all of us in this practice.
Well, thank you, Chris. And here was our assignment from yesterday. Argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. Today, smile each time you see the color orange, the color of abundance, generosity, and gratitude. Each time you see the color orange, turn on the recorder and acknowledge the limitation you're letting go in this moment. At the end of the day, listen to all the recordings you have made throughout the day. So let's hear from our first caller.
All right. Thank you.
First caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello.
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 Hello. Hi, this is Brad in Maryland. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Brad.
Good. How are you, Brad?
Well, I've kind of had a conditioning relapse as we've been going about our practice. And so I'm trying to stay in line with what the theme is here. But Saturday, I just woke up feeling as good as I normally could, and it's like one piece of content that I don't let affect me anymore, affected me. And then the next day, it was something else. And so then in terms of feeling that way, it's almost like as feeling as bad as I did before I even came to practice.
As a result of ego karma piling on.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, it's even telling me now, well, this isn't what they want to hear in terms of you calling in to provide your experience of seeing the color orange.
Well, argue for your limitations, Brad.
Right, which you're not doing. So
that's right.
This is very good.
And so, you know, with all that, there's also like an incredible amount of shame that ego puts on it that I'm the only one that has such a relapse, you know, because I notice when I feel this way and feel this depressed, and yesterday the final, even the suicidal stuff is in there. Oh, you need to die. You need to die. What's the point? And then it's like, well, you're the only one that actually still kind of gets caught up in this. And what is your problem for feeling this way?
And, of course, you know, if we were on retreat together, this is the point that I would stop and say, anybody else ever feel the way Brad feels? And every hand in the room would go up. And you're right, when we're on our own and there aren't those other people around us to raise their hands, then that's what it wants us to be convinced of. We are the only one.
Right.
You're the only one in the entire history of humanity who's had this experience.
So it also makes me inclined to say I'm sorry for calling up and being a downer, but God almighty, it's like there's something about conditioning when it gets a hold of me this way, and I feel that way, you know, no matter what the content, I just can't see through it, and I'm so self-absorbed and so contained in myself that to get out of it really well, you know, yesterday I got up and I said, no matter what, you got to keep moving. You know, an hour, a half hour of meditation, a good 15, 20 minutes of recording and listening, and still just tried to keep going on with the day. And then slightly, I noticed through the process of doing those things that I feel a little bit better in terms of the fact that at least I've done what I can to steer my attention away from ego really being on top of me.
And, you know, Brad, if a person is starving, when they get to food again, and they've been starving for a while, right? They're actually probably going to be inclined to want to eat a lot more than they're going to eat once they get past that starvation point.
Right.
Because there's a repair process that's going on, right? The body is just craving all of this nourishment because it's so depleted on so many levels. So the same thing with what you're describing. On a normal basis, you know, you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, this is good. This is good. This is my life. This is good. Love my life. Here we go. Then a half hour of meditation and 15 minutes of recording and listening is probably going to get you off into the day. Right now, of course, anybody who is really practicing and attempting to get to the other side of what ego does to us needs to have a lunch break where, you know, if you can, you're outside with a tree doing some recording and listening, and then on the way home, you're doing some recording and listening to let go of the day and get back to who you are, and as many of those in between as you can possibly manage, right? And so when you wake up in that kind of state, a half hour of sit and 15 minutes of recording and listening is not going to do it.
That's a very good point.
If you woke up with an awful case of the flu, then taking a nap in the middle of the day is not going to be enough for you.
Well, that's really good to hear that the amount of practice is relative as well to what's truly going to be needed to keep you going.
Yes. Yes.
You know, because Friday I was out listening to this wonderful call you had with this gentleman about 2 weeks ago, and he's just so happy because he's happy from mm-hmm. the show. And I felt the same way. And then it's like the next day when this hit me, it's like I wasn't planning on going here. Yet I'm so identified with being here at the moment. And then the next day, oh, here's content that I've managed to drop previously, but I'm believing it again. Oh, God. Next day, different content. Mm-hmm. And so it's leapfrog. So,
well, and it's pile on. It's pile on, right? So it sees a little conditioning, sees a little break, right, in your attention, in your awareness. So you're a little bit vulnerable. Boom, it slides in there, and then it begins to build. Now it'll get you to turn your attention back to that. Now you're worried about that. You're thinking about that. You're afraid of that. You're trying to, oh, my God, I thought, you know, I've gotten through this. I'm not being able to. How do I feel? How do I feel? How do I feel? How do I feel? Brad, that's what we need to forget.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how we feel. It matters what we're choosing.
Why I found it because so helpful not to indulge it, you know.
Not to indulge it. And that, how are you feeling? How are you? Well, I'm depressed. Okay, 5 minutes later, how are you feeling? Are you feeling any better? No, I'm depressed. Because we're looking to that system for feedback, and it's going to tell us what it wants us to believe. So we just forget it, right? We forget about it completely. It doesn't matter how I feel. What I choose and what I do is the same thing. I practice. And when I can feel that I'm vulnerable, much like, you know, having been starved, which most of us can't really relate to, but a horrible case of the flu, then what I need to do is turn 100% of my attention to what it is that I choose. Because I can't afford to indulge the look to see how I feel. I know what the answer is. It's not going to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, thank
you.
Now,
believe it or not, and contrary to what the voices would tell you, this is very helpful for all of us. At least it's very helpful for me, Brad. I project that it's helpful for others, too. And I know it is because I've been doing this with people for a really long time. Everybody gets tripped up by that. You're the only one. You're the worst one. Why don't you quit? Why don't you kill yourself? Which is only happens when we're actually getting somewhere, right? When we're actually conscious and present for a few minutes, or a few weeks, or a few months, or a few years, that's when that kind of stuff comes up, right? So to realize it is a process. It's a process that every conditioned human being is vulnerable to. That's why we're practicing.
Yeah.
So a recording that says to him, if you weren't doing a good job, this wouldn't be happening to you.
Well, that's a good point. Thank you. Thank you. I will take note of that and put it on the recorder here when I go out for a walk. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sherry. I appreciate it.
Onward and upward.
Yes. I will continue. One foot in front of the
other. Yes. There you go.
All right.
One breath.
Okay.
One breath at a time. Here we are. Thank you, Brad.
Yes. You got it. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining. Bye-bye.
You know, Sherry, the word that jumped out at me when you said what you said to Brad is that it's happening to us.
Yes.
You know, that the conditioned process is to take the blame for a relapse.
Right.
And that place of knowing that it's like the weather, you're driving along and suddenly you're in a downpour, it's not like
it's not your fault.
It's not my fault, right? And we can know when the fault becomes the feeling, then we know that ego has control of the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is such a great point. And I go back to that quote of, freedom is what we do with what was done to us. And,
that's right.
And that's a perfect example of it. So ego sees a vulnerability, jumps in, starts piling on, taking a person down, taking them to depression and hopelessness and despair. That's something, as you point out, that's what's happening to us. That's what's being done to us. And freedom is recognizing that and then choosing what we do with that situation, which is come back to the human. Get the attention back on this here now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's so, and you know, contrary to what the voices were telling Brad, it is so related to the assignment, which is why I pointed out the limitations, right? Because
mm-hmm.
how I feel is the biggest limit to how I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And not checking mm-hmm. into that experience of how I feel gives us that freedom, because that's just
mm-hmm.
how I'm feeling. In fact, it's what
mm-hmm.
ego's feeling mostly. And
yeah.
and then I could be with whatever that is, because that's not, even that is not me.
Yes. And the danger in that checking in, you know, we heard it with Brad. I check in and how are you feeling? Well, I'm depressed. Okay. But the other side of that is I check in. Oh, I feel great. I feel so good. Oh, I just, and for many people, there's the discovery that that is what happens to us right before we step into a giant hole, because
mm-hmm.
we got so involved in how great I feel that we forgot to pay attention to where we are now.
That's right.
And it doesn't mean we can't feel great. It doesn't mean we can't feel anything. It means we don't want to be in a conversation with conditioned mind about how we feel, regardless of how we feel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's our next caller. Next caller, you're
right.
Now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hey, Ashwini, Sherry, this is Eleanor.
Hi,
hey,
Eleanor.
Hey, Eleanor.
Hey. I'm thinking about you guys out there and hoping the water is all wonderful, right?
Yeah, we're still having that conversation with ourselves. No, this is good, isn't it? No, we're still...
Right.
Yeah, it's good.
Yes. I've had that practice with our weather here, which has been kind of unusual. And I've seen how if I wake up and see that complaint from conditioning about it, how the stories just spin out to whose fault it is
yeah.
and why it's happening. And so
yeah.
I'm practicing getting up and saying, what a beautiful day.
What a beautiful day. We're here. I'm alive. It's a beautiful
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Yeah. So all the good practice we're having, it's certainly easier to do. So let's see. What I've been seeing is how the days run together with the practice. And I had just a fantastic day looking for red. And I would take the breath and relax, soften the body, and then immediately float in the unconditional love. And nothing is wrong. And then
mm-hmm.
yesterday, you know, I started looking for the orange, and I found it was the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
If I stopped and came to presence, that unconditional love seems to be the theme here. But that's gratitude. Gratitude came right behind the
mm-hmm.
unconditional love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so because
they're all really the same thing, aren't they?
They feel the same way in the body
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
The key is setting those reminders to go off to come to that presence for me. I
mm-hmm.
think. So,
yes,
you know,
because what you're saying is every time you do that, you have the same experience.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, and what we're training ourselves to do, of course, is do it without the orange or do it without the red, right? Because anytime we come back to the body, to the breath, turning our attention in that way, to being present, that's our experience.
It is. It's just totally, totally amazing. And the other thing I've seen is on that the day, I think you just mentioned it about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I committed to letting go of a story that had been going has been going on in a long time, and felt the freedom from that. And so, Then I came in with the limitations, and those are the limitations, so that helped to remind me of that freedom.
Uh-huh. It's all one big picture, isn't it?
Right. It's great. It's great.
Yeah.
It's so supportive.
Yeah.
So the
karma is what happened to you, right? And it
right.
takes the form of a belief, an assumption, an orientation to life. You recognize that. You make a decision to let it go. That's what you're doing. That's what you're choosing to do with what was done to you. There's the freedom. Yeah.
Right. And then as you laid it out to set the reminders every day, looking forward of how the freedom feels, not going back and bringing up the past in that reminder. And so when I came to letting go of limitations, it was like, oh, well, I know, it was a perfect reminder of that commitment to freedom.
Yeah, because what you're saying, which is the point of what we're doing, it's not like we have to learn to do 1,000 different things. Now, that's conditioned mind speciality, right? It wants you to have all these, well, what about this? And what about that? And, well, I don't understand how that. And, well, but if you do that, how can you, okay? All we need to do. So there's the red or there's the orange. I turn my attention there. I bring my attention to the body, to the breath, where I feel the unconditional love, the abundance, the gratitude. I bring conscious awareness to that, and there I am. And with that realization that gratitude, loving kindness, unconditional love, willingness, all of joy, they all feel the same, right? So when we're actually here and present in the moment where we are inhabiting, we have that one same experience, and we can play with calling it all these different things, but it's really one experience. It's just so simple, isn't it?
It is, and being there is that experience, and also coming there out from what I see is coming out of the story in the mind with conditioning is like freeing in itself. Just saying,
yes.
Oh no, I don't want to be there. I'm want to be here. Just that in itself.
Yes.
Is exciting.
Well, and that in itself is the simplest expression of what was done to you was a distraction into conditioned mind that was going to tell you who you are and how the world is and what you need to do, how you need to feel and what is true and what is, okay, that's what was done to you, right? And
mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is saying, no, I'm not interested in that. I want the freedom of authenticity. So you come back to you.
Yes. Joy. Thank you. What a wonderful practice.
What a wonderful practice, yes. And now, granted, right, it takes us, most of us, a good long while to put that sort of thing together, right? To what we did, to take all of life and bring it down to these very simple 4 or 5 principles, right, that lead us to the exact same place. Right? It is confusing and overwhelming for a long time. And as Brad pointed out, we can get very, very clear and then boom, step off into the Grand Canyon of bamboozle, right?
Right?
So we know all of that is true, and it is a very simple process that we're learning to attend to.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Step by step, and I can see, it all leads to that simple process. And as you were talking with him about, it that's required. Coming back, it happens. For me, it's acceptance that happens sometimes, and that I know how to continue to come back.
That's right, because cleaning up karma is what we're doing. Right?
Right.
And that's what we're
Yeah.
It's not a mistake.
Yeah, it loves that. It loves to tell me I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing practice wrong, and that's why I'm in that place.
That's right.
But anyway, that's a favorite line.
Oh yeah. Okay. And actually, if we use the cleaning up as with cleaning house, you have the giant house of a million rooms, right? And we're cleaning them up one at a time. If we get that what we're doing is cleaning this stuff up, then it's not a mistake when we find ourselves in another mess, because that's
right.
What we're doing is cleaning up messes.
Yeah, great. Yeah, yes. Ah. Oh, thank
All
you
right.
so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eleanor.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eleanor.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You know, Sherry, it's so heartening, right? It's easy, but it's simple, but it's not easy. And we're always in one process, which is attempting a binary flip, right? We're either in love or in ego, and it's not a mistake that we're in either place.
That's right. And realizing that flip is key, isn't it?
Well,
yeah.
Yes.
So as Eleanor said, I'm there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to be there. I want to be here. There's the flip,
yes.
Right?
Well, and the gratitude that we know how to make the flip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the beauty that we have, that grace, the grace that shows us there's nothing wrong, because we're not in that place of darkness without knowing how to make the flip.
Yes, and when you say that, Ashwini, that is such an important piece of it, because as Brad was describing, I mean, we can get caught in those places, of course, 3 days. For us, when we're caught in it, 3 days is an eternity. But to realize what a really short time 3 days is. But we get caught in these places. You know, I forgot that I'm here to clean up messes, and so I'm really miserable that I'm in this mess. When we reach that point of knowing this is going to pass, then we can be really interested in this particular mess. We're not so focused on getting through it or getting out of it. What we really want to do is understand it, right? That's the Ram Dass quote of that's what makes us helpful, right? So somebody else is cleaning up a room and they say, oh, this is completely overwhelming. And Brad can say, oh yeah, well, it is. It is a huge mess. And so if you start here and you do this and you do this and you do this and you get to that point, then you, right? So the person goes, oh, thank goodness, somebody knows how to get through this mess. Right? Yeah.
You know, Sherry, we've got 2 minutes, and I was hoping that we have a caller in from Africa that might be...
Oh, my God. Oh, please.
2 seconds.
All right.
Caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yay, this is Jen from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Yay, Jen.
I literally just got stepped into the hotel room 5 minutes ago.
Wow. Well, this is amazing, because usually when you folks are traveling, we have to wait to find out that you're there and you made it safely and all of that. And now you can just call into the Project Joy show and participate.
Yeah, and feeling right at home because they're having torrential rain and flooding. So that's good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's excellent. Very good.
We're having parallel.
All right. And is your pal Scott there with you?
No, he's actually in the air as we speak.
Wow.
He went to New
York. Okay. Well, maybe tomorrow we'll get him on and hear how he's doing with massive jet lag and practice.
Quickly, because I know we got to end, but I heard bits and pieces. I was getting bumped on and off line, but really similar, it sounds like, to what other people were saying, that first of all, it was so funny because I basically had 2 days to practice with the assignment, because we got it on, I guess it was Monday morning, and now it's Tuesday night here. So so I kind of had Monday and Tuesday to practice with it, which is such a funny thing. But what I really saw with it was that that gift that one of you was just talking about of realizing that what practice gives us is the realization that we're adequate all the time in every moment. And what I realized as I was going through traveling, and it was amazing to watch, especially like I'd be not, you know, starting to fall asleep on the plane, and like conditioning would introduce an idea like, did you remember the such and such? And to watch actually like as if something terrible had happened, you know, like the cortisol run through the system. And what I saw was, wow, what I'm supposed to be afraid and be willing to live in a constant conversation around running details, planning, et cetera, so that I don't have to have the experience. And what I saw was, you know, when we're here in the moment, not in the conversation, the limitation is the only place, sorry, the conversation is the only place that the limitation lives. And so that when we train the attention to be present, you know, whatever, like, for example, I forgot my South African plug adapter. And again, you would have thought, like, I lost my passport, you know? And it's like, I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to need that tonight. Everything's fully charged. I'm here for one night. I'll bet you anything the place I'm staying is going to have one. And so just that place of being able to, maybe it was what you were talking about with Brad, but that place of being able, knowing that I'm adequate to anything that happens, gives me the ability to not get talked into feeling like I have to be in a conversation in order to avoid that experience.
Yeah. There's nothing you need to figure out. There's nothing you need to change.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to be in a conversation.
Yeah.
It's such as thy will be done, isn't it? It is. Yeah. So here's the situation. Well, this is a gift for me because it's happening in my life. Now, I just need to be present and let the gift be unwrapped for me.
Yes. You know, as I was checking in Washington for the long flight, you know, it's like 18 hours on that plane. And so I was checking in with the gal and I was asking her about seats and stuff. She said, okay, I'm going to put you in an aisle and I'm going to block the seat next to you. You know, and I can't make any guarantees, but hopefully no one will sit there. And I was like, oh, bless you. And then I watched how conditioning was wanting to get me into a conversation about, now, is it really going to pan out? Is it not? And I just had this, like this, you know, the still small voice, the mentoring voice just pass through and say, you know what? I'll have whatever workshop life wants me to have. Right? So either that seat's going to be free or it's not. And either way, I get to practice with however it is.
Total freedom. Nothing can happen to you. Nothing can be done to you in that way we've been talking about it that isn't going to be a direct route to freedom for you.
Yeah, exactly.
So all we can say is thank you. Well, it's great to know that you're there, and I bet you're ready for some rest. Good. We look forward to those blogs when you start sending them off, and to having you and Scott and soon Sridevi on Project Joy Calls with us.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I love it. The only limitation is in the conversation. It's a T-shirt, Sherry.
Aha, our only limitation is in the conversation. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Only we would know what it meant.
Yes, and here's the best segue for our from that to our assignment for the day. Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Today, Smiley. Your pain is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. Today, smile each time you see the color yellow, the color of willingness to be present in each moment of life unfolding. Set an alarm for three times. Each time the timer goes off, search out something yellow, smile. Imagine the shell breaking and RL how that feels.
It's like birth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Thanks, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody.
And we'll
see you tomorrow. Good Lord willing, talk to you tomorrow.